Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi everyone, my name's Pauline. What are your plans for the week? Today's topic is small talk.
And the title of our show is It's a Date. It's a Date. Hey Pauline, are you busy?
Well, yes I am. How does tomorrow at 11 o'clock work for you? Also, next Thursday afternoon or in September, I'm free.
Next Thursday? September? No, Pauline, I'm talking about today's Read It. Can you help us out with it?
Tina's family wants to visit. In Susie's opinion, April or May are the best times. Tina will plan her family's visit for next April. They like to plan ahead. Susie doesn't look happy, so Tina assumes she got some bad news. She did. The person she was going to interview canceled their 2 o'clock appointment. Now she needs to reschedule it.
Well, we are talking about a lot of dates and time today.
We did the same thing yesterday, too.
Yes, this is an important topic, and we can use all our English to practice talking about time and dates.
Yes. If you work in business, or you are a student, or you just want to improve your English, today will be helpful.
Yes, it will. These are things that we just need to keep practicing and talking about. So, let's get started. Here's teacher Christina with those key words.
Hello, Tina 的家人想要来看她，所以她询问 Susie 的意见。他们什么时候过来比较好呢？ In your opinion, when should they come? 名词 opinion 就是意见、看法。Tina 想邀请他们四月中旬来，虽然时间还早，但是她喜欢事先做好计划。She likes to plan ahead.句尾的 ahead 是副词，表示预先在前面。Tina 看到 Susie 好像不开心的样子，所以她说 I assume you got some bad news. 你猜得出来 assume 是什么意思吗？ Assume 是动词，假定、认为的意思。果然是坏消息， Susie 约好的受访来宾取消了约好的访谈。 She cancelled their appointment.句尾的名词 appointment 是预约、约定，该怎么办呢？可以重新安排时间吗？ Can she reschedule? 句尾的 reschedule 就是重新安排时间、改期。不过这位来宾很忙，时间真的很难约。
Hi Tina, what are you doing?
My family wants to visit. I'm planning their trip.In your opinion, when should they come?
I'd say April or May. It's so pretty here in the spring.
Great. I'll ask them to come the week of April 15th.
Fine. But that's a long time from now.
That's okay. We like to plan ahead.
All right, so what's going on today?
Well, Tina is planning.
Ooh, planning is important. You plan before you do something. What are some activities or things you plan before you do them?
Well, you know I love to travel, so I always plan vacations. I also plan parties, like birthday parties.
Well, I love camping. You need to plan before you go camping. Or during school, when you do projects, you definitely need to plan before your project.
Good point. And how? How do we plan for those activities?
Well, before camping, I need to plan. What should I bring? How many days am I away? How much food should I bring? And school projects, you need to talk to each other. What is our idea?And how will we do it?
Right. For vacations, I need to plan how I am going to get there and when am I going to go.
So why is Tina planning? That's right, her family wants to visit. So she is planning their trip. Then she asks a very good question.
Yes, she does. She starts by saying, in your opinion. Opinion is a good word to know. Your opinion is what you think or feel about something.
But this word is used like this, in your opinion. In my opinion, sunny weather is best. In her opinion, rainy weather is best.
When Tina uses this, she then asks a question. In your opinion, when should they come? So she wants to know what Susie thinks.
Let's look at her opinion. Susie says, I'd say April or May. She could have said, in my opinion, April or May. But instead she says, I'd say, or I would say.
And that's just another way to answer a question that isn't certain yet.
It's good that they can talk about the trip ahead. That way her parents will have a good trip.
Well, let's go ahead to visit Christina. She has more about this word.
Tina 的家人明年四月要来看她，但是她现在就开始做计划了。她说 ,We like to plan ahead. 句尾的 ahead 是副词，事前预先的意思。我们来练习一下这个副词的用法。比如 ,We can finish work ahead of time. 我们可以事先把事情做完。或者 ,I can cook some rice ahead of time. 我可以事先煮好米饭。另外我们也可以用介系词片语 ahead of。如果我说 I'll finish ahead of you, 表示我会比你早做完。如果我比客人早一个小时到达，就说 I arrived an hour ahead of the guests.
Thanks, Christina. So if her parents come in April or May, it will be very pretty. That's in the spring.
Well, I'm sure we will learn more about planning activities after the break. But first, we do need to take a break. Friends, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day.
When your parents visit you, what do you do with them?
Well, we like to go out to eat, so I have to pick a restaurant that my dad will like. He is a little picky, so I have to make sure he likes it. Then everyone will have a good time. What about you?
Well, I also have to think about where to eat because my family is vegetarian, which means we don't eat meat, so I have to think about the best places to go.I also like to take them to fun places like the zoo.
Well, let's learn more. Here's Conversation B.
Oh, great.
What's wrong, Susie? I assume you got some bad news?
Yes. The person I'd planned to interview this afternoon canceled our 2 o'clock appointment.
I'm sorry. Can you reschedule?
Yes, but she's too busy to meet until November 22nd.
She must have a full schedule.
She does, and so do I. I can't fit her in until December 4th.
Oh no, Susie's plans got canceled. That...can happen sometimes. In our first conversation, we were talking about making plans.
But now plans are canceled. But don't worry. There is something you do after that. Let's go through this conversation.
When Tina asks, she can tell Susie is upset. So she can assume she got bad news.
This is when we make a guess about something. we assume. For the most part, we are right about this. But of course, not all of the time.
If you are watching this show, we assume that this isn't your first day learning English. We assume you have studied a little bit before watching the show.
Okay, so let's talk about the plan that got canceled. It was an appointment. An appointment is a type of plan. It's a time everyone has agreed to meet.
It was a 2 o'clock appointment in the afternoon, and it got canceled.
So the appointment was scheduled for 2 o'clock. Can they reschedule?
Schedule? Reschedule. Let's visit Christina for more on this.
受访来宾取消访谈了。Tina 问 ,Can you reschedule? 你可以重新安排时间吗？我们来说说 reschedule 这个字。它基本上就是 re 和 schedule 这两个字组合在一起的。有很多字首有 re, re 的字，通常都有重新或再一次的意思。比如说 redo, 就是重做 reuse, 重复使用 rebuild, 重建。所以 schedule 当动词表达安排、预定 reschedule 就是重新安排的意思了。因为我们大部分都是把 schedule 当名词、形式力、时间表的意思来用，所以趁这个机会来看看它当动词的用法。首先 ,he has scheduled a meeting for tomorrow, 他明天已经安排了一个会议，或者可以用被动语态 ,the group is scheduled to arrive next Monday, 那一组人预计下周一到达，这个是 schedule 当动词的用法。
Thanks, Christina. We make plans and break plans. We schedule and reschedule. It's all part of life, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We try to do the best we can to meet people at a good time, but other things can happen that change our appointments.
Susie tries to reschedule, but can't for a long time. She's too busy to meet until November 22nd. This brings us to our grammar point. Let's visit Rebecca.
Hello, friends. I'm so happy to see you today. Well, you arrived just in time to learn a new grammar point. She's too something to do something. For example, she's too hungry to wait until 8 o'clock for dinner, or she's too excited to sit still for more than 2 hours. You can do this, friends, so don't be afraid to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Wow, she's too busy to meet until November 22nd. This person is very busy.
Yes, she must have a full schedule. A schedule has all your plans written in it. It has your appointments, it has your work and home appointments.
When we talk about our time, we talk about schedules.
Yes, we all have busy schedules. Susie does too.
So when can she fit her in her schedule?
I can't fit her in.
I'm not talking about you. Maybe Tina can help.
No one can help. I can't fit her in. And that's today's
calendar phrase.
I can't fit her in.
I can't fit her in.
我无法把她排进行程里。
Excuse me, are you the animal doctor?
Yes.
My elephant is sick. Can you see her this morning?
No, I can't fit her in.
Can you see her this afternoon?
No, I can't fit her in.
Can you see her this evening?
No, I can't fit her in.
When can you fit her in?
Never. An elephant won't fit in here.
Oh!
I can't fit her in.
I can't fit her in.
我无法把她排进行程里。
That was a fun calendar phrase, and I think we have enough time to fit in those keywords from today.
Here's your first keyword for today. Opinion. Opinion. In my opinion, it's not a good idea.
Ahead. Ahead. Go ahead. I'll meet you there later.
Assume. Assume. Don't assume you know everything.
Appointment. Appointment. Our appointment is at 3 o'clock today.
Reschedule. Reschedule. Can we reschedule our meeting?Okay, friends, those are our keywords for today. Keep on practicing. And now let's go over our conversations one more time.
Hi, Tina. What are you doing?
My family wants to visit. I'm planning their trip. In your opinion, when should they come?
I'd say April or May.It's so pretty here in the spring.
Great. I'll ask them to come the week of April 15th.
Fine. But that's a long time from now.
That's okay. We like to plan ahead.
Oh, great.
What's wrong, Susie? I assume you got some bad news?
Yes.The person I'd planned to interview this afternoon canceled our 2 o'clock appointment.
I'm sorry. Can you reschedule?
Yes, but she's too busy to meet until November 22nd.
She must have a full schedule.
She does, and so do I. I can't fit her in until December 4th.
Let's talk more about schedules. I'm going to tell you something that is on my schedule. Please tell me what it is. An appointment, a date, or a meeting. Okay?
Okay, great. These aren't strict rules, but it's good to talk about them.
Okay. I'm going to the dentist at 3 p.m.
Ooh, that doesn't sound fun. That is a dentist appointment.
You got it. Okay.Seeing an old friend from college for lunch on Friday.
Oh, that will be fun. I would call this a date, or you could say a lunch date with a friend.
Exactly. I'm going to talk with Susie and Rob about the show for next week at 1:30 p.m.
Well, that sounds like a meeting. A meeting is very useful. We can talk about work.
That's right. Let's see, one more. Oh, I'm talking with my boss later today. We will discuss next month's schedule.
Is that an appointment?
Well, it is an appointed time, but it's for work and we are talking about work. So I think it's a meeting.
Well, this was very useful, and now it's time for another useful chat. Let's go to Jungle Chit Chat right now.
Hello, Ginger. Why are you so excited?
Well, my family is coming to visit me.
Your monkey family? From the jungle?
Yeah, I can't wait.
That's great, Ginger. How many are coming?
Well, let's see. My mom and dad, 3 sisters, 2 brothers, 5 cousins.
You have a big family.
Ooh, and my uncle.
Where will they stay?
stay in your room.
Where will I sleep?
On the sofa.
Oh, okay. Let me check my schedule. When are they coming?
Well, they're coming now. They'll be here any minute.
Any minute?
Yeah. Monkeys don't like to plan ahead.
Ginger! No.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about dates. And here to answer my question is Ms. Amy Love.
Hi, Rob.
Hello, Amy. Thanks for being on our show.
Thanks for inviting me, Rob.
Now, Amy, I have a question here from Raina Huang of Jiayi, Taiwan. Raina writes, I often hear people use the phrase, go Dutch, when they go on a date or have dinner with friends. What does go Dutch mean?
That's a great question, Raina. We use the phrase go Dutch to mean that everyone will pay for their own coffee or meal.
So when we go Dutch, every person at the table pays for what they ordered or pays a part of the bill.
That's right. Sometimes we say split the bill. When you split the bill, everyone pays for a part of the check.
People don't always go Dutch or split the bill on dates, right?
That's right. Traditionally, on a first date, a guy might pay for things. So it's the guy who spends the money. But there are no rules.
Do girls always expect guys to pay?
Not always, but most girls appreciate it when the guy pays.
I understand. That's good to know. Now let's review. When two or more people pay for the bill at the restaurant, we say that they go Dutch or split the bill.
Right. But remember, if you want to pay for the whole bill, then we say that you are treating your friends. You can say, my treat.
My treat. That's good to know. Well, friends, I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Well, friends, today and yesterday was very useful. We could practice our English and talk about time and scheduling and rescheduling.
Yes, this is really good language. We hope you use it when you plan activities with friends. Okay, friends, we'll be back tomorrow. We hope you put it on your schedule, and we'll see you here, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.